Welcome to the Scaling Tech Podcast, the podcast for leaders of software development teams. I'm your host, Aaron Son, and I have a special episode for you today. You might remember that last year we published a couple of episodes on global software development, which included my travels in Eastern Europe, as well as an episode on nearshoring in Latin America, which that episode included my travels in Colombia's biggest cities of Medellin and Bogota. Those were episodes 44 and 45 of the Scaling Tech Podcast, if you want to go back to them. Today, we're going to start exploring some emerging tech markets in Colombia and some other cities you might not be as familiar with. When most people think of establishing a tech team in Colombia, they think of Bogota and Medellin, but those are not the only options. Today, we'll look at the city of Cali, Colombia, which is in the Valle del Cauca, which is near the Pacific coast of Colombia. Cali is known as the salsa capital of the world. It's also a major logistics hub in Colombia due to its proximity to the Pacific coast. But there's a lot more to Cali than shipping and dancing. And I made a trip there recently to learn more. So to start today's episode, I'm going to share some of my highlights from that trip to Cali. And if you're watching this episode on YouTube, then you'll see some video from that travel as well. After that, I'm going to have a more in-depth discussion with Valerie San Clemente from Invest Pacific about Cali. So let's dive in and explore the emerging tech hub of Cali, Colombia. I recently visited Zona America, a free trade zone in Cali, Colombia, at an event put together by ProColombia and Invest Pacific. It was a full day checking out different business and tech groups in the city and the many excellent BPO and KPO opportunities that exist there. Now, Cali may not be as well known as Bogota and Medellin, other cities in Colombia, but the city of Cali has a lot to offer. And I enjoyed learning more myself. Our agenda was set up for us by Valerie San Clemente from Invest Pacific. And we started the day by checking out a BPO call center space where we saw a healthcare BPO operation that's going on now, as well as some other spaces that are available for rent. And it was all really impressive. We also met with the Secretary of Development from the local government in Cali, learned about the free trade zones and tax benefits for companies operating there, and all the opportunities that Cali offers in great education and bilingual education. Now, speaking of education, we also toured one of the top universities in Colombia, Universidad ICESI, which is located in Cali and offers degrees in a wide range of fields, including engineering, healthcare, finance, business, and more. So ICESI, Universidad ICESI, is a great example of the types of experienced students that you can hire in Colombia, experienced recent graduates you can hire in Colombia, because their students are required to finish a 6-month internship at the end of their 4 years of education, meaning they are completely ready for the workforce. After lunch, we also toured a Tier 4 data center in Cali, in the Zona America, which was really impressive, especially since they have had 100% uptime so far, which is no surprise given the number of backup systems that they showed us there. It's one of only two Tier 4 data centers in all of Colombia, the other being in Bogota. But this location in Cali is particularly nice since that region has the best internet connectivity in all of Colombia because it's near the Pacific coast and so takes advantage of the submarine cables along the Pacific coast of Colombia. And so it has some of the best internet connectivity in the entire Pacific coast of South America. The final part of the day was a more extensive tour of the Zona America Free Trade Zone. And there were presentations by public and private entities about why Cali is the best place for your next big move. Now, Zona America has some of the best tax incentives of any Colombian free trade zone, including a nearly 50% reduction in many Colombian taxes. Now, this whole free trade zone has been modeled on a very successful free trade zone in Uruguay, set up by some of the same people. And that free trade zone in Montevideo has over 10,000 people, I think, in like 350 companies, is spread across around 30 buildings. The Zona America in Cali, Colombia is not that large now. It's just three buildings right now, but their ambitions are equal to Montevideo. And I was really impressed by their vision for a complete business ecosystem in a part of the country of Colombia that is relatively low cost, and also where the workforce is happy to work on site. So it's a great location for any BPO or KPO service. So whether it's Cali, Colombia, or elsewhere in Latin America, our team at Agility Feet is ready to help you build your nearshore technical operation. So check us out at agilityfeet.com. I'm here today with Valerie San Clemente, investment manager at Invest Pacific in Cali, Colombia. Valerie studied industrial engineering from the University of Los Andes with an emphasis on finance and organizations. She also holds an MBA from the IE Business School in Madrid, and she has a decade of experience in developing international promotion strategies for the export of services and conducting corporate events for country promotion and brand positioning. Valerie, thank you for joining me today on the Scaling Tech Podcast.
Thank you, Erin, for your invitation.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here with me today. I also appreciate all the work that you and your team at Invest Pacific did to lead a visit for my company, Agility Feet, to Cali recently. So thank you very much for that. Let's start with, tell us a little bit more about Invest Pacific and the type of work that you do.
Sure. Invest Pacific is the regional investment promotion agency for Valle del Cauca, which is the department, and Cali, which is the city. We work to attract and support all the foreign and national companies that want to establish their operation here in the region. We lead all our efforts in three sectors. One is manufacturing, the other one is agriculture, energy, and logistics, and the other one is service, which is the one that I lead. In the service sector, we included all the companies that are in tech, BPO, KPO, software, digital, intelligence, retail, and all the companies that offer services. And what we do is to identify the opportunities that we have here in the region, all the talent that we have, and we connect the investor to the entire ecosystem that we have here in Cali. So we guide all the companies in the process to set up here from understanding the market and connect the investor with all the allies here in the region.
Fantastic. So you talked about it a little bit there, but tell me a little bit more about kind of what the typical support journey is. So let's say it's a BPO or a tech services firm looking to set up a location in Cali. How does Invest Pacific work with them through each step of that process?
We provide end-to-end and confidential and free cost support. That's important to say it. It begins to understand the company. What are the goals? What are the needs that they have? And we follow by tailor-made information. For example, if you are a BPO, we can send you the information about what are the rotation rates that we have here in the region, how many graduates we have from schools or university, how many of them are bilingual. We connect all the information, everything is tailor-made with the business, with the talent that we have here, the cost, all the legal process. Also, we support the foreign companies to do that. Also, we connect them with accountability, for example, tax frameworks and everything. And we connect them with the stakeholders, like the university, real estate providers, legal firms, the government agency, and everything that they need so they can decide to establish the operation here and do the self-landing, because not all the companies that they start the operation in Cali, they want to start like huge. You can start with one or two like spots or people working in the company and then grow. So we accompany the all the process.
Fantastic. That's great. So yeah, really nice end-to-end services that you provide there, as you said. So let's talk a little bit about the region of city of Cali and the region of Valle del Cauca. Why should companies choose the Cali region in Colombia? What sets it apart?
The most important is that we offer a very competitive cost for the companies, for all of them, because as you know, you came here, we are located in a very strategic location. We are near the Pacific coast, and we have, for example, internet fiber optic.
Yeah, the fiber optic and the submarine cables. Yeah,
exactly. So we are near that. And also, we are the third city most important in the country. After Bogota and Medellin, we have a very huge population. That means that we have a lot of talents available here in Cali. 40% of the people speaks English. So we have a really deep talent pool and very high quality of life. So we collaborate with the ecosystem in Cali. We work the public sector and the private sector very close, and we are very business friendly environment here. And we support the innovation, the entrepreneurship through all the entities in Cali and Valle del Cauca. So I think for the companies, the most important thing is that we offer a very competitive cost for them, better than other cities in the country.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit more about how Cali compares to Bogota and Medellin. So lower cost, you said. Warmer temperatures also, right? A little yeah, nicer weather than Bogota, yes, and Medellin. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, some other ways that Cali is different from Bogota and Medellin.
We offer very competitive salaries. We have a lower turnover rates. We have less saturation in labor market. As I told you, we have a lot of people that are willing to work in this industry. This is not very saturated as Bogota or Medellin. Also, as you saw when you came here, the distance are not very long, and the traffic is very easy to handle. So the people, I think, is very quite happy to be here more than Bogota and Medellin. And as you said, it's warmer.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So yeah, being kind of the third most important city in Colombia, as you described it, it means that, you know, when people think of like a tech hub in Colombia, they may think of Medellin first or Bogota, but there are downsides to that, right? There are a lot of great tech companies in Medellin, but also the cost of living has increased a lot in Medellin. The competition for technical talent is higher there. So Cali offers a different alternative to that, in addition to better weather.
Exactly. And also we have the first free trade zone in services. We also have a free trade zone in Cali that they offer a significant tax incentive, and it's the first one focused in service, because here in Cali, we have a lot of free trade zones around Colombia. We have it, but here is the one that is focused on services. So this free trade zone also reduce you like the income tax rate, because normally in the country you pay 35% of tax, but if you establish your company in the free trade zone, you will have 20% of tax. So that is a very good benefit. It's not like the free trade zone that you are used to with trucks and everything. Now this is like a campus, and it's just focused on services in technology. So it's very ideal to export, and we want to be that, like the near sharing to export technological service, like BPO, ITO companies, and also we as Invest Pacific, and also the free trade zone, they support the companies with providing legally support and information, so they can establish easier in the free trade zone, for example. So this is very different from Bogota or Medellin. I think now Cali is on the top of mind of the people that want to establish tech companies in Colombia.
Yeah, definitely. So this is the Zona America free trade zone,
Exactly.
That we visited when I was there, and I was definitely very impressed with it. And yeah, as you mentioned, there's definitely a tax incentive there. And correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I remember that you need to have your company based in the free trade zone, and in Cali, you don't have to have all of your employees within that
Exactly.
free trade zone. So you can still have some other employees around Colombia and other locations as well.
Exactly. You have to have 50% of the people working in Cali, but none of them like has to be in the free trade zone at the same time. You can have all the other 50% of the people remotely from Bogota, from Medellin, or from other part of the country. So for everything that they produce, you will have the benefits. So that's really a good advantage. And also, as I told you at the beginning, it's not necessary to start with 100 people. You kind of start with two people working inside Zone America and then grow. So that's very easy for all the companies that want to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big benefit. And as you mentioned earlier too, one of the nice things about Cali and being a little bit smaller city than Bogota and Medellin, it doesn't have the same level of traffic. It has good public transportation. It's easier to get around the city. And so for companies who want to set up their BPO, KPO, or software development services in Cali, and you want to have people working on site in the office, for whatever reason, Cali is a great location for that too, because of that easier transportation around the city. People are more willing to go into the office than, perhaps in Bogota, for example, where you have a lot more traffic and it can be much harder to get from one side of the city to the other, for example.
Yes, and also it's because we are different from the people from Bogota. As you said, the warmer weather, we are very friendly. We love to be in community. So it's not like Bogota that you prefer to be at home working remotely than going to the office. Here is the opposite. The people love to go to the office, like connect with other people after the office, do some plans because the weather at 5 p.m. in Cali is beautiful with the windshield and everything. So Cali is very ideal for for companies that want the people working on sites. Because now everybody wants to work remotely, but sometimes you need the people together to co-create and to grow. It's important to be together.
Yeah, and in some industries, for some type of work, it's important to be together in the office, and then other times like software development, which can be done remotely in most situations from a technical perspective. There are still certain industries where it's very beneficial for privacy or security reasons, various compliance regulatory reasons, to have like your fintech technical team, or your health tech team to be located in a physical office where you control more about the devices, more about the networks. Cali is a great option for that,
Exactly.
because of that combination of lower cost, but also a workforce and a city that's very well suited to in-person work. And I remember too, the Zone America, they talked a lot about they have a lot of great like social activities, and obviously a great vision for that area of really being a place you would want to go to work. One other interesting incentive I remember about that free trade zone is computer equipment, right? You can
Exactly.
have reduced or no import taxes on computer equipment if you are based in that free trade zone, correct?
Exactly. You can import the equipment to the free trade zone and you are not going to pay taxes for that. And also, you can buy it here in Colombia without tax. We have, I think it's 90% of the tax for everything you buy here in Colombia. But if you have buy it with the identification number that you are established in a free trade zone, everything will be without tax. So that's a really good benefit if you establish in a free trade zone.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the things that we've run into in our business. And in when you work with software developers who are completely remote, and if you have, say, like 12 developers in 12 countries, then generally speaking, the developers are going to buy their own laptops, because it's very hard to take, you know, 12 laptops in, say, your headquarters in the US, set them up the way you want, and then ship them out to 12 different locations. It just costs way too much, right? In that sort of fully remote model. So if you're in a corporate environment where you require that level of device management, then really having a physical location in a place like Cali is the way to do that. But historically, you know, in other situations outside of a free trade zone, that can be expensive because then you've got to import that equipment into Colombia or wherever. But in this case, by being based in that free trade zone in Cali, you can remove a lot of that extra expense too. So that's a really nice benefit.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about like what skill sets or industries is Cali best known for?
As I told you, in InvestPacific, we work in three managers. Like the manufacturer is very strong. We have a lot of industry here, and we want to start working with companies that have tech for manufacture. So that's one. Also in Cali, we are very known well for our biodiversity here. So we are working in climate tech, for example. And also we have a very strong health companies here. As hospital, we have two of the best hospitals in Colombia are based in Cali. So we have a lot of talents focused on that.
So let's talk a little bit more about like English skills in Cali, but also education in general. When I was there, you took us to Universidad Isesi, which was a really interesting tour, one of multiple universities and of course, a lot of other programs focused on English education specifically, as well as broader university education. So talk about education in Cali.
In Cali, in Valle del Cauca. So we have some programs that are working with the government of Valle del Cauca that is focused on children. So we have English programs for children since the school. They have STEM programs too, so that the little kids can enjoy and learn about technology and English too. Then we have some programs, for example, we have a lot of institute here in Cali, English Institute. We work with the mayor of Cali and everything to every year increase the number of people that are in this kind of programs or courses. All of them are free for the people here in Cali. And also talking about the university, we have 18 universities in Cali. 15 of them has tech programs. So most of them about the university, you required a minimum level of English to graduate. So most of the people, 40%, around 40% of the people that graduate from the university has the two languages. Also we have a lot of private school here in Cali. So that's increased the number of graduates that we have every year that has skills. Like we passed from the 2013 from 25% to 40% now in 2025. So we are still working on that and growing every year.
Excellent. Yeah. So when you're looking at that up and coming workforce in Cali, you know, you have great universities that are doing, educations, whether it's in like systems engineering or healthcare or, you know, fintech, business, commerce, that sort of degrees, but also they've been doing really strong English programs since a very young age, which is, you know, a big help. And certainly in my experience in Cali, although I speak some Spanish, I'm certainly not fluent. And there was a lot of excellent English speakers around, very easy to get around. And in all of our meetings, also very easy. So that's a big advantage for this type of work, for sure.
Yes.
One of the things I think is interesting, too, about a comment about the higher education in Colombia is the emphasis on internships for students before they graduate or as part of a requirement for graduation. It's usually a 6-month internship.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of those internship programs for companies and as well as the students and the universities?
Yes, I think it's a win-win for both. For the companies, because they can benefit from access from three trained talent. And also for the students, because they gain hands-on experience. So they make like a pre-work, something like that, making them job ready upon the graduation. So this model helped close the gap between the academy and the industry. And especially is very useful for tech or BPO companies that they need like adaptable talent. So you can ask the university to have, I don't know, students, you can train them. And after that, when they graduate, you can hire them as already they with the skills that you already need. So that's a good like educational system, because for me, it's a win-win for both, for the companies and for the students.
Yeah, absolutely. And for instance, with Universidad SS, who we toured, they encourage that 6-month internship to be the final part of the program.
Exactly.
For the students. So they've essentially already done 4 years of education in, you know, whatever their primary degree is, and then they can come work for you for 6 months after that as an internship. And so you're really getting someone who is already has all the education that they need for the workforce. And as part of that internship, these companies are encouraged to really work with them like any other employee. So this is not an intern who, you know, you have to constantly hold their hand. These are people who are really ready for the workforce, which is a great advantage. And so it becomes a great way to bring that younger talent into your company, which again can help with cost savings and your overall talent pipeline in your company. So it's a big advantage.
And it's very useful in tech companies, because all the people, the workforce that work in this kind of companies are younger people than other kind of industries. So this is very a good way to start.
We talked a little bit about the quality of the internet being very high in Cali, that is some of the best internet connection in Colombia because of its proximity to the Pacific Ocean and the cabling there that goes along South America. What other infrastructure advantages does Cali offer compared to, say, Bogota or Medellin?
I think that, I mean, we have a really good internet in all Colombia, but the difference here in Cali is that we have the natural resources, for example, energy, that are very low cost compared to other parts of the city, like the country, like Bogota or Medellin. We still have energy available. That makes that we have a very stable, for example, internet connection, because we never has like a blackout here in the city. Also is very good for data centers, because the energy and the capability that we have in this kind of resources is higher than the other part of the city. So we can have a lot of data centers here in the region. And also we have Speedcast. It's one of the companies that provides, for example, a satellite internet for almost all Latin America. It's based here in Cali in the Free Trade Zone. So we think that, as I already told you, we have a really good and robust infrastructure.
Do you have a success story that you would like to share? Is anything that, you know, a company that you've worked with or something that you've seen, you know, an impact that had on Cali, perhaps something that makes you really proud of the work that you do in Colombia and in Cali and in West Pacific?
Yes. As I told you, we don't charge anything for the services that we offer. For us, the most important is to generate jobs in Cali. So one of the success story that I have, if one BPO that want to establish here in Cali, he was like very scared because he need a lot of people working. So we helped them to do like a job fair here with some English institute and everything. He need to hire like 500 people. And in the first day, he hired 200 people for the BPO. And all the, like, in this year, it has been, I don't know, 7 months, We have generated 1,300 jobs for people here in Cali through all the foreign companies that not also established here. Also, they reinvest. The companies that are already here, they reinvest and they are growing. So for us, it's very, very moving and very, for me, it's very, I'm very happy to work in Invest Pacific because of that. When you see that there's a lot of people working, having better life because they already have an income and the rates are going down in unemployment. So that's very grateful.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I definitely imagine it's very rewarding work. And to be able to hire 200 people in a BPO from a single job fair is pretty fantastic also.
Okay.
So for those of us like myself outside of Colombia, I've really enjoyed visiting Cali and have enjoyed all my trips to Colombia. And one of the benefits for people listening to this podcast, if they're company is looking at maybe setting up tech operations in a place like Cali, is sometimes you yourself, as you know, say perhaps someone from the US, you get to go and work with that foreign office for a while, maybe get to live there for a little bit, help the team get started, to sort of bring your corporate culture over to them. And I think, you know, for anyone considering it, I would highly recommend it, you know, living abroad like that. It's a fantastic experience. What would you tell them about like the quality of life in Cali?
Cali is beautiful to live in. Cali offers a very vibrant lifestyle. We have a lot of green spaces. You saw it. We have trees around the city. In every part of the city, you can see green. We have a warm climate around the year. And also grateful because we have the influence from the Pacific and the center. So we have a really good food from the Pacific. We have sancocho that is beautiful. For me, the best soup that you can have it here. The lower cost living compared to other cities, that's a good point too. And we are very cultural rich, because we are known for the salsa and the dance here in Cali. So we have a lot of festivals around the city, not also around salsa. We have Petronio that is very, is a cultural event focused on the Pacific. So it's a Pacific music, food, is a beverage, also the liquor from the Pacific. You can see it in Petronio Alvarez that is called. We have the Cali Fair. So I think it's a very like vibrant city, and also it really offers a good healthcare. That's important because we are very known, for example, for treatment for adults, like for the bones and everything. So it offers a really healthcare quality here in Cali. That's important for families. And also we have international schools. So we have schools, the German school, the French school, everything that can welcome in, like the foreign people that want to live here in Cali.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's a good sign when an area like Cali does have a good amount of health tourism, where people come in for a certain medical procedure. It indicates the quality of the healthcare there. As well as a, you know, a good place that you want to go from a tourist perspective too. So yes. For Cali as a tech and a BPO hub within Colombia, what's the long-term vision for Cali? Where do you see it in the region in 5 or 10 years?
Our vision is to position Cali as a top destination in Latin America in tech-driven services, like artificial intelligence, digital health, like health tech, climate tech, analytics, data analytics. We have a really good university that are focused on data analytics. We want to scale our bilingual talent. We are working with the mayor on that. Like growing the number of people that not also speak English, that access to the education. We work very close, but we want to do it better, as, for example, Jalisco did long time ago, that the top people from the company do teach on the university, so it can collaborate very close. And also we want to attract more nearshore and high value operations. So we expect that in 10 years, Cali be the reference point for innovation and a very inclusive growth in the region.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's a wonderful vision. So seeing Cali grow, not just as a emerging tech hub in Colombia, but really in Latin America in general. I think it's very well positioned to do that. All right. So my kind of last question for you really is from a pure tourism perspective, right? So if I'm going there on a business trip and I'm able to set aside a day for tourism to get to know Cali a little bit better, which I always love doing that. I get the chance to do business travel around the world a lot, and I try to always set aside a little bit of time. What's one thing that you would recommend I should do, or is your favorite thing to do in Cali?
It's not just one. I would recommend to take salsa classes, of course. Yes. We love salsa. You will hear salsa everywhere here in Cali. So that's one of the most thing that I recommend to do. Also to walk in San Antonio, that is like it's a colonial architecture here in Cali. It's very, the local food is beautiful. Also you can walk through the river and you can do bird watching there. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of birds here in Cali. And if you have a little bit time and you are here in August or September, you can visit Buenaventura to see whale watching. That's beautiful too, because the whales are in the Pacific coast for that month. So there's a lot of things to do here in Cali, not just one.
Fantastic. And so my only warning to tourists then is if you get that sancocho, the traditional sancocho soup, exactly, as you talked about, this is not soup in the way that you might think of it as a single bowl of liquid. This is a huge full meal with rice and plantains and avocados and meat. I am the kind of person that usually finishes my meal, and that was a meal I could not finish. So yes. Be careful about eating sancocho right before you go to salsa dancing, because you might be too full to dance.
Exactly. Or just ask for half sancocho.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Get the smaller version.
Exactly.
Well, Valerie, I really appreciate the time when I was able to visit Cali, and I'm looking forward to going back to Cali again soon. But also your time today in this conversation. Do you have any closing thoughts that you want to share with our listeners about Cali? And also, how can our listeners learn more about your work and get in touch with you at Invest Pacific?
Sure. The last thing is that Cali's here. That if you want to come to Cali, just write us, or you are more than welcome here. The people is very warm as the weather. So not just for doing business. There's more in Colombia than Bogota and Medellin. We are a very growing city, and we are working on that. And just visit us.
All right. Perfect. Excellent. Well, thank you again for joining me, Valerie. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Erin, for your invitation. See you soon here in Cali again.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for joining me for this special episode of the Scaling Tech Podcast. I hope you enjoyed learning about Cali and its role as an emerging tech hub in Colombia. I definitely think you should keep Cali on your radar for Latin American tech teams. And I'd be happy to tell you more about our experiences in Colombia. Just reach out to us at agilityfeed.com. In addition to bringing the Scaling Tech Podcast to you, at Agility Feed, we help companies to build technical teams across Latin America. We can help you with everything from staff augmentation all the way to establishing your own technical center of excellence through our build, operate, transfer model. And we can do that for you in Colombia or elsewhere in Latin America. So check us out at agilityfeed.com to learn more. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the Scaling Tech Podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this episode. We'll continue to bring you insightful conversations about engineering leadership and building technical teams globally.